British accents.
I'm crying. But yeah, man. So, what was I talking about? Oh yeah. So she got in the car today, and she was like, "I miss you," all that other gay shit, right? And
not all that other shit.
And now I'm starting to be annoyed. So now she's like, "All right, never mind. I don't miss you no more." So then she just be annoying. So she just be poking me and shit. She be hitting me. Whenever she like misses me, she shows her affection by just like hitting
being
me.
Being abusive.
She's being abusive towards me. Yeah. That's her love language. And now she's at a point where like she's no disrespect, but she be a brat sometimes.
It's all disrespect.
She be a brat sometimes, like a spoiled little kid. I'm just like, oh my goodness.
I am a spoiled ass brat. I'm not gonna.
So
lie.
It's just funny how like now year two, I'm getting spoiled. Lovey-dovey / brat /
aggressive Solange.
Aggressive Solange. No.
And when she's aggressive, do you just take it?
No, nah, we be play tussling. She gets harder than me, yes, but she be play tussling.
I mean, I just witnessed this like 10 minutes before we started recording, but your reaction was to tickle her. After she hit you in your nuts, you just tickled
her. Because tickling her hurts her. Like, she doesn't like being tickled.
No,
I'm telling you. She does not like being tickled.
That wasn't an aggressive tickle you just gave Solange.
It wasn't. It could have been worse. But we not in.
We got equipment out.
Yes.
We're not at home.
Exactly. We're at your house.
Nah, don't go hard on my couch, please.
Pause.
And you're wearing gray sweats with the tightest shirt and the tightest sweats possible.
They were coming at me, ladies and gentlemen, my outfit. Solange.
Well, let's wait. Talk about our outfits the way that you know we normally do our introductions and you introduce everyone and you tell them their outfit.
That's a nasty outfit.
It's a nasty outfit.
Yo, Dante has a disgusting outfit on.
Play the intro before we get into your outfit.
Dante looked like he's about to go scuba diving in Aruba or something, yo. Why you got the fucking scuba diving gear on, Dante?
He looks like he's going to the airport and he didn't do laundry.
No, Dante needs.
No. Wait, let's wait. Yes, it should be.
It better be on. No, Dante, you need to take Solange's jacket and wrap it around your waist because...
I don't mind it. You look good.
Oh, now I look... Where's this phone? What's this thing?
Oh, my God. You just stand up for us for a hot second.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Give me your gut feeling guess. Who do you think was this artist?
Brockhampton.
That is incorrect.
It's incorrect.
Next question. Who do you think produced this beat?
Timberland.
Incorrect again. Solange, do you want to guess?
I'll do the beat. I want to guess Pharrell.
Correct.
Wow, but that's the same
correct.
Thing. They're from the same,
correct.
Like,
it
from
was
the
produced
same town.
By the Neptunes. Who do you think is the artist?
Oh,
No, this is going to be fucked up because I know this voice. That's the reason why I don't want to guess because I know this voice and I don't know his name.
Is that JT?
Nope.
It's like an R&B artist, right?
Yeah, R&B artist.
Old?
Early 2000.
That's what I
know. We know him. We heard a couple of
jams. Yeah, it's going to get me tight. I don't want to. I don't
know.
Yeah.
Cisco.
I was thinking that too.
Babyface.
Oh, this is Babyface.
Wow,
Babyface.
I'm screaming.
Stressed out by Babyface. So,
I was close. I said Timberland. They're literally from the same town. And they like they what's it
no,
called?
No, I knew this wasn't a Timberland beat. I was like, this sounds like Pharrell. This sounds very Pharrell-ish. Aren't you guys proud of me?
Yeah, that was a really good.
Let's get a round of applause for Solange real quick.
I'm okay.
You know what I'm saying? Round of applause for Solange for getting that correct.
It's my soapbox. If you have important things to say, you use a soapbox.
Welcome to episode. Oh wow, we haven't recorded so long. 167 of the soapbox. Here with your boy Sunny Tay.
Shit, it's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks since we recorded. We got Karan in the building on his phone.
I was about to say, get the fuck off your phone.
Chilling all that, you know.
In the black sweater and black jeans and black cap.
I was gonna say, I literally just saw this. Timberland is actually Pharrell's cousin. I just saw a post where it says celebrities that are related, but right. Timberland is actually Pharrell's cousin.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Look at that. The more you know.
They're from the same town.
Okay. Shout out to Tim and Pharrell.
The Neptunes.
We got you good?
Yeah. The tea went in the wrong fucking hole, and it burned.
We got Solange in the building, a.k.a. Poppy, with the Kiluka hoodie on.
Kiluka?
Kiluwa.
I cannot.
With the yoga pants, chilling and all that.
The tie-dye pants.
The tie-dye pants.
Matches Dante's shirt.
And we got myself, and here come the jokes, Sunny Tay, with my colorful Nike shirt on that the people do not like. My crew does not like, actually.
We like the shirt. We don't like it with the sweatpants.
So tell me exactly what is wrong with my outfit, Solange.
You either need to change the pants or you need to change the shirt because the pants don't match the shirt and the shirt doesn't match the pants.
Karan?
I feel like you and Solange should have just switched pants. Like, I feel like that would have made more sense.
You want to see him in tighter pants than these? Dante, stand up for the crowd. Stand up for the people for one time.
Do not stand up. Please do not stand up.
Nah.
Y'all was just tickling on the couch. And
I thought my outfit was good. I thought gray can go with a lot of things. So I'm like, no. It has a bunch of colors. So I said,
you don't look like you're going to the airport.
That's funny. I haven't worn this shirt in like years. I was like,
it's a good shirt.
Oh, now you like to cut my shirt.
I didn't say I didn't like the shirt. Ladies and gentlemen. I just said you don't know how to style yourself.
That's the shirt you could like play basketball in or like work out in or some shit.
No, that's a nice. You could go out in that shirt. Come on. Because it's colorful. Dante really doesn't wear like.
Would you ever want to see Dante out in that shirt?
Huh?
Would you don't act like you didn't hear me.
Nah, what you said? I didn't hear you either.
I said, do you actually, like, is there a scenario where you want to see Dante in that shirt? Like, where y'all go out?
I could see, yeah, we could be going out and I could see him in the shirt. And some, like, dark blue jeans.
Yeah.
No, like, what?
No, there's one shirt that I would not like to go outside with Dante with, and I will be honest about that. And he knows exactly what shirt it is.
Which one? Just say it.
It's a all that shirt.
You remember, how about one on a podcast?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Why is that one so bad?
She don't like it.
It makes him look like he's 15.
And this shirt doesn't?
I don't mind this shirt.
Okay, whatever. Never mind.
I don't mind.
You gonna touch my belly on the podcast. See what
she's talking
about? Nice tight shirt.
Dante looks like he's about to get ready to go to bed in that shirt.
How are you guys doing, man?
This looks like a shirt like Tommy Pickle wearing the Rugrats. That's Tommy
Pickle. I'm screaming. No, he literally looks like Tommy Pickle now. I'm screaming.
Looks like he should be in a Rugrats or something.
Oh, gosh. I feel like someone walking now.
Not that awkward.
Just gonna do that, yeah. How are you, Karan, having jokes out there? I see you got your jokes ready after 2 weeks.
Nah, they're not ready, man. You just make them too easy, man.
Ooh, okay.
I'm good, though. I'm good. I'm cool. I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm chilling.
How was your 2 weeks?
It was cool. It was good.
Oh.
It was all right. I don't know,
man.
Some
shit right now.
Like, I don't know. You want me to share my personal
no,
life?
No, just want to make sure you're good. Your mental health is good. Be all straight and shit.
I'm alive.
Oh, you on your Solange shit. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
All right. Solange, how are you doing? How's these past 2 weeks? Good. We alive. We here.
How you doing,
we
Solange? Clear.
All that stuff, right? Right.
Fuck so,
you. You don't say the bitch is tired.
Yep. The bitch is tired. The bitch is outside.
The bitch is working.
Yep.
Y'all know me?
The bitch is outside.
Y'all know
me? He was outside.
I was outside.
Exactly.
I was outside this weekend, as per usual.
Mm-hmm.
I was screaming.
She was partying. She was at the strip club, the male strip club.
The male
I
strip
wish
club.
I was at the strip club. I still need to go. That's
club,
what I'm going to do
y'all
for my birthday.
Just went to the male strip club.
That's exactly what I'm going to do for my 30th birthday. I'm going to go to a strip club.
I'm going to go to a good one. Don't
no, that's what I'm saying. I've never been to a strip club before. So, like, we're about to go to Vegas.
At that point, right?
What's the limit Solange could, like, go to at a strip club? Like, can she get a private room?
She can do the fuck she want.
She could do a private room at the male strip club.
It's a strip club.
I'm asking. You're not answering my question.
Yes, you.
Why are you asking him for validation for my shit?
I'm just
as if he controls me.
I don't control Solange.
I'm just asking his opinions. I'm asking.
I can have an opinion.
How would you feel?
How would I feel?
If she were to go to
a
strip club?
That's a way better way to
word it. If Solange were to go to a strip club, would you guys set limits to how far she can go as far as like what she's doing at the strip club?
I would have one request. I want to make sure that he's black. You may not get no white stripper.
What's wrong with the white stripper?
I don't know.
You think they're dirty?
No.
I don't blame you. They don't use washcloths.
Dante, you're not answering my question.
How would I feel?
If Solange came
he
back.
He just did.
And said.
Yes.
We went to the strip club and I got the private room.
Right.
With the male stripper. You know what I'm saying? Stripper. He was a 6'5", very tall, brown-skinned brother.
Man, dingo ass nigga.
No, his dreads was like down to his ankles.
Oh, what?
His dreads down to his ankles. I'm screaming.
How'd you feel? Like, would y'all, you wouldn't set limits or boundaries before she even, like, go to a strip club?
No.
No?
Do you set limits when you go to a strip club, Karan?
I would tell my girl what I would feel comfortable, like.
First of all,
I would feel comfortable.
I understand that.
Like, as far as, like, I don't want, like, my girl going to a strip club and going to the back room and, like, getting her coochie ate by the stripper.
Well, first of all, that. Doesn't happen at every strip club. That's the most. It's gonna get fucked
up. No, but
turn
you.
Shit off.
Yeah, no, not yet. I was waiting to see what you guys would say. I'm screaming.
Getting fucked up. Holy shit. But
that's reparations right there.
Oh god.
That black man was beating that white brother's fellow's ass.
But they from London. I don't know if that still counts as.
Yes, it does. Okay. Because they still have slavery over there. What the fuck?
Sorry, Londonians. But Londonians.
Londonians.
But
the blokes.
No, you have
the Brits.
The Brits. You have every right to feel the type of way of your girl going to a strip club. But at the end of the day, you're going to a strip club.
No, I didn't say just going to a strip club. I'm saying like the limits when she gets to the strip club. Like it's the difference with her just going to the strip club and just throwing money and getting a little dance versus her going to like a private room and doing.
So basically what I heard is Karan doesn't want his girl to have fun at the strip club.
I will set no limitations for Solange. Solange is a grown-ass woman. Solange knows right from wrong. Solange is going to do what the fuck she want to do. She's going to a strip club for a fucking reason. She better be throwing money or getting somebody's ass shaked in her face.
Dante is not hearing what I'm saying.
I basically heard...
question, though. Did I not answer this question, Solange?
Yes. He just doesn't like your answer.
He's
upset with the answer.
How would I feel if Solange came to me and said she was at a strip club the night before
and got her poom poom ate out by a male stripper?
Ate out.
And I paid for it.
That's what you said, right?
Yes.
I'd be like, damn, that's crazy.
That's what's up.
I'd be like, damn, that's crazy. What am I going to do?
Go to this. You go get your poom poom.
Come on, what would you do?
Your bussy ate. Go get his bussy ate the next night at the strip
get
club.
Get my bussy ate.
Yeah.
Get my bussy ate, boy.
What's
bussy?
Y'all wild, man. I'm trying to be like, y'all, man. Damn.
Bro, you go to
Because I ain't going to lie. My girl, if I'm going to the strip club, my girl's going to be like, yeah, nah, like, there's limits.
But you're going there for a fucking reason, bro. Like, if you're not throwing money, if you're not tipping, you're not having a girl getting a lap
dance,
why are you there?
You're not listening
to explain.
What
can you please?
I am saying.
Okay, further explain.
Can you listen?
I thought I was.
You got the whole headphones and everything.
Yes.
So
we know that you go to a strip club and have fun and throw money and get lap dances.
Yes.
Yes, that's what usually what happens at a strip club.
Right.
But what could also happen is...
Sex
work.
Yes.
So you're saying, like, you would be okay with your girl participating? You would be comfortable. You personally would be comfortable with your girl doing sex work, participating in sex work at the strip club you not there?
This is a great segue to our next question, actually. Our next topic, actually. But
we didn't even get to ask how your day is going. I'm screaming.
I know. This is great. We're on fire. To answer that direct question,
mm-hmm.
No. But at the end of the day, am I going to sit here and tell her what the fuck to do? No. She knows right from wrong.
Yes. But you wouldn't tell her what you're comfortable with.
how you would feel.
I am comfortable with everything that goes on at a strip club if you're in a relationship, as long as when sex work does come across, you just don't cross that boundary. That is it.
So then, you did all of that just to answer my question.
I thought I answered that, though.
No, you didn't. You said...
I'm going to bop him with this microphone.
No, he did not answer my question. He said...
I want to butt. No, what Kamal was waiting for? He's like, I'm waiting for you to agree with me on my opinion. That's all I need.
What
That's
Dante
what
said
I
was, oh, I would expect her to do what you would do at a strip club. Throw yes. money, He's, have fun.
But sex work does not always happen at every strip club.
I didn't say it always happened. I just asked, would you like set boundaries for, like, to your partner?
I mean, if it happened, then that's a conversation, yes.
Then, nigga, that's all you had to say was yes. You wanted to disagree with me so bad.
No.
No. Just I agree with you, but I'm saying at the end of the day, it's not something I have to worry about.
I'm not saying you had to worry about that.
I'm saying, nah, I want to drink
Yo,
now.
You got me fucked up.
Nah, I want to drink now.
I want to smoke. Should have stayed mute.
So.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm not understanding your problem. Okay.
I get your question.
Yes. You could have just answered me directly and just
and
said yes.
I did. I thought I did when you first asked the question.
Am I bugging?
Yes.
Do I need to, like, stop and re-listen to this?
You might have to re-listen it after this comes out. All because whatever. You definitely asked that me and Solange to answer the question. Okay. Solange, how would you feel, vice versa?
If not you had a strip club and you got your dick sucked?
No, not with all that. Yeah. Okay, I guess Karan wants to know that.
If you went to the strip club and you got your dick sucked?
Yeah, I guess Karan wants to know that.
If you spent way too much fucking money to get your dick sucked by someone,
like,
and it was
like
ass, and she wasn't even cute, I'm going to be upset.
It'd be like $250.
Like, if you pay $250 for a blowjob, knowing damn well my mouth is fucking wonders, and she wasn't even cute, I'm going to be upset.
Mm. But what if she was cute?
I'll be slightly less upset.
That's not true, because it could be a cute girl, but she could still get whack head.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you spent that much. Like, I think I wouldn't be upset at the boundary state, like, breaking. I'd be upset at the fact that you genuinely spent money for something that was subpar.
Mm-hmm. But who said it was subpar?
No, the possibility of it being subpar. That's what she's saying.
Sometimes you just want to, like, see if it's good or not.
I'll be tight, too, bro. I'm spending $250 on some whack head.
That's what happens when you go to, like, like Thailand and, like,
go to
DR. I heard, like...
Do strip clubs do combined joint partners things? Like, that'll be dope.
They do. Well, that was actually going to segue to my topic about sex clubs and stuff. And since Karan was talking all this high...
But sex club is sex club. It's not a strip club.
You're right, but sex club
like,
is,
everyone's participating at that point.
That's not true, because I've also
Some
heard
people could also watch.
People watch. So I'm saying, with that being said, Karan...
Would you go to a sex club?
Would you go to a sex club?
Would I go to a sex club?
Yes. Yeah. And do you set boundaries upon before arriving to that said sex club?
I mean, I'm probably not at this stage of my life. I'm in a relationship and my girl's definitely not.
That sounds like a great date night. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
No, sorry.
Yeah, not at this point in my life. My girl's not letting me go to a sex club.
But sounds would you go with her?
No, but I'm saying hypothetically, bro. Hypothetically.
Yeah, it sounds fire.
What about boundaries being set? Would you set boundaries? Would you guys have to have a conversation upon arriving there?
If
this is okay, this is not okay. Are we going to be okay with having sex with a partner there?
If we're talking about my relationship,
hypothetically.
Yeah, I guess we would have to have boundaries, but then hypothetically, that probably wouldn't happen.
Would you not bring her with you?
See, this is weird because my girl's not letting me go to a sex party. So.
Okay.
But if you guys wouldn't go together?
See, like, that's the thing.
Be like, baby, we're going out on a date night. Look cute.
See, that's where I'm trying to see. I'm in a little pickle because that's where I want to work up. I want to work up to that stage.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch my mic.
What are you trying to do then?
Listen to Karan.
Cool.
Yeah.
Stop interrupting him.
I'm trying to work up to that stage.
Sorry, Solange is being a brat today. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Solange is being a bratty Solange.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had way too much to drink last night. I don't know how to act right now.
But
can I tell you, my girl had to, right before y'all came, she had to put herself in timeout, and she refused to eat because she was playing too much and she accidentally hit me and hurt me, and she had to put herself in timeout.
And like, put yourself in timeout, go crazy.
And I was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Yo, just okay, just come eat, like it's mm-hmm. okay." She was like, "No," I'm like. And I was like, yo, this is what happens when you just play too much. I told you not to play. Mm. And this is what
That's
happened.
Crazy. Hey. She has to not play too much.
Hey, man.
No, I mean, she, like, physically hurt me because she was trying to play, like, manhandle me, try to be funny, and it actually, like, fucking hit me.
The one time Karan says playing too much is too much, that's crazy.
No, but I'm not, like, physically manhandling okay, you.
That's fair.
And then hitting you.
I just remember the conversation we had about how you love to play in relationships a lot.
Oh, no, I like to play. But I'm not, like, hitting you, punching you across the face by accident.
It was by accident. Let's not go there. It was by accident.
Exactly.
It was by accident.
Exactly. I just remember the day where you were like, I play a lot of my relationships, so if they can't be on the same level as me when it comes to playing, I don't think I could date you.
I joke a lot.
Oh, you did say you joke
I don't
a lot.
Say I accidentally...
Play too much?
Hit you in the face too much. But I thought it was okay, because it really wasn't that serious, but like... Okay. I just thought it was funny. My girl, like, literally sat in the room for, like, 45 minutes.
Aww.
I was like, it's okay, come out. And she was like, no, I'm not in the mood to eat, no. Aww. I just want to, like,
so
sit.
I can't relate, but that's all.
No.
That's a fact. I would not put myself on timeout. I'll just be like, dodge better. Yeah. Get stronger.
No.
Pussy.
It was just...
I know I'm bad.
Yeah.
He said yeah.
Nah, because we were just having that talk about just like, doesn't it feel like at times you're like dealing with a kid? Didn't you just?
Yes, and I do feel like I'm dealing with a kid a lot lately. But it's like.
Is it that bad?
No, it's not. It's just one of those things that come in a relationship.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny.
I think it's when like your girl really loves being around you, just drops all her guard. She's just being her complete alone self around you. So like this is what comes with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like if a girl's not like that, then she's still not all the way
comfortable
with you. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like once that girl becomes that little kid, bratty, just want to live in your skin, but also want to punch you in your face when you just look content. Oh, I feel like that's a good stage in a relationship. No? Yeah. I'm bugging?
No, you're 100% correct on that.
Shout out to all my brats.
Shout out to all my brats. I feel like for men it's different. How do girls feel about that?
Like, about the comfortability of when you guys get married.
Yeah, so like when do you see a guy change behavior like, damn, this nigga's mad comfortable around me? And he just start getting you tired doing weird shit. Like what are certain traits that the guys do?
When y'all walk around the house naked with your bonnet and slides on.
Damn, that's
like crazy, that one
bro.
Sock, one non-sock on. Scratching yourself, looking all dusty and shit, not giving a fuck.
Damn.
I do that all the time. Head. I would say when you just like, I know for me, I feel like when I like shower with you consistently or.
Oh, we don't shower. If
y'all don't shower together?
No, we do, but like it still don't count. Like that, like I feel like that's like an icebreaker moment. Mm-hmm. I would say like, I think the real one is like gaseous fumes. Like when we were talking about farting around each other and.
Gaseous fumes. What does that mean?
The gas.
Oh, gas. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Definitely that. When I feel like another boundary is when something they do in the household, but they wouldn't do like outside. I'm trying to think of a good example, but like, you know how like certain people like hide their mannerisms or hide like their certain things, but like they'll do certain things inside the household. How like people like to pop pimples or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But like when guys get gross like that is when they start to get mad comfortable.
Not true.
Like popping the other girl's pimples, but like probably like something small, like fucking around with like your chin hairs or like playing with your weenus or what. Like I don't know, like some weird ass shit.
Okay.
Like playing with your foreskin. I don't know.
My girl thought it was funny to like fart on me the other night.
You got tight?
Good.
I was just like making a scene. I wasn't like tight, but I was making a scene, a big
Not
ass
a
scene.
Scene.
I was like yelling and shit.
Like, why you're such a little kid?
Not like seriously, but
yo, me and Solange be having like two wars, bro. We be tooting.
I don't like that shit.
We just do that shit. It's
we don't be having two wars. It just comes when it comes.
Wars. Yeah. Two boys go crazy.
No, Dante's been getting better now because he's like, Solange, you got to get up. I'm like, why? He's like, I've got a fart. And I'm like, I appreciate you because my face be way too close to his private parts.
Yeah.
I would only fart on my girl like when she's asleep. I think that's funny when like she's sleeping. I just like,
you are fart. Fucked up. You are an asshole. Like,
I do it too.
That should be funny.
No, you can fart in your sleep, but you wait for me to fall asleep to fart on me.
No, I don't fart on you, but when you're sleeping, I'll be farting.
Like around you.
That's perfectly fine. Yeah. I don't mind that, but don't purposely wait for me to sleep so you can fart on me. That's fucked up.
But like, I wouldn't fart like around my girl while she's like up and shit.
Why not?
Because I don't like doing that shit, bro. Like,
he said on the last podcast that he has to go to the bathroom every single time because he doesn't like that shit.
Bro, I'm so like particular. Like at times, when I lived by myself and like I wanted to like pass gas and fart, I would go to the bathroom because I don't want to be fucking sitting in my fumes.
Oh my god, I'd be farting everywhere, bro.
I'd be loving my stench. Is that
two,
weird?
Two.
See, if I was comfortable with this podcast, I would actually.
What the fuck?
I will let you know what I actually do, but.
Yo, what are we on?
I don't know what's going on.
Y'all would have thought we fucking started coke or some shit. I was screaming.
Y'all high or drunk?
Yo, I need a shot.
We sober as fuck right now, bro.
It's making me uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable sober. I need some liquor in me.
Ooh, I don't need liquor. I don't drink like that. I told you, I almost passed out when I was drinking. I had last one night, drink yesterday.
Karan, do you use any of your girl's sayings or mannerism now?
Mannerisms.
Like sayings and like mannerisms that your girl do.
Like, does she have a catchphrase that she normally says and you catch yourself saying it sometimes?
Yeah, for sure. My girl says that's anti-black a lot. I be saying that now.
I love that. Oh, I'm going to use that.
That's funny. Yeah. Wait. So back to our... I'm sorry. Now we're going back to our topic. Wait, back to our sex club thing. So...
I'm screaming.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed at a sex club at this point in my relationship.
Would you go on a date?
I would love to go to the sex club.
As a date.
Do you think that it's better for couples to go at a sex club or people who are just talking to go to a sex club?
Neither. Y'all just you would just have to know who's down to like, I mean, I guess it would be better if you're just talking, because like I feel like when you're dating you have more of a attachment to that person.
Exactly.
So I mean, unless you're just super comfortable, like I said, like my girl, like I keep trying to bring up like little threesomes and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. she's just like, I'm not comfortable with you like
wanting to pursue another
person at this moment. She's like, maybe in a few years, maybe down the line,
which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Just only reason why I say that, because that happens a lot, and also there's a lot of couples that don't like their partner being looked at, and I feel like at those type of clubs, not everybody's gonna be looking at you. People are gonna be walking by. They're gonna be scoping. You know,
they're gonna be digesting and trying to figure out if you're fuckable or not.
Exactly.
I know my girl has said like one reason is because like she would think, and I think it's like I can understand, but I would never do it, like try to keep in contact or try to like build a relationship with the person. Like, that's what
after like a threesome thing.
Yeah, that's
that happens sometimes. That happens,
it does though. Some people be developing some feelings people for get the other person once that happens.
Try to develop feelings and try to pursue the person. Like, that ain't pee, that's some weird shit, man.
That's not weird.
Yo, how would you guys feel? How would you guys feel if you were to have a threesome, right? Mm-hmm. And for the sake of our purposes, we are going to say it's another male.
Okay.
I know you don't want to have a threesome with another male, but pretend like this was something that you didn't mind being down with. And it's kind of like the same thing. Like, say your partner's, like, tired. She's sleeping now, and she doesn't want to, like, do anything else. No, say you're tired now, you're sleeping, you don't want to do anything else, but, like, your girl is ready for round two. Mm-hmm. Would you be upset if she were to fuck the person that you guys had a threesome with without you?
Mm. No. I mean, I probably wouldn't have a threesome with a male, but I know if it was like a
hypothetically,
woman.
Hypothetically.
I guess if I was
play into along,
if
Karan,
I wanted that,
along.
Then no. I wouldn't be upset.
Like,
no,
it
I wouldn't
was into
be
girls
upset.
And she wanted a round two, but you were tired and they were fucking.
If I wanted to tap out, I wouldn't be upset with that.
Okay.
With another guy being there.
Or female, if you must have fucked the girl too. Scissoring, that's a thing, you know?
Yeah, in both cases, I don't care. Because regardless, we were okay with bringing this person into this relationship. So it's like, but one of us is going to get tired. One of us is going to sit there and watch.
But I feel like, because I've been in that
position. No, I'm talking about like fully, like the round is done. The both of y'all came. Y'all are sleeping. 20 minutes has passed. And they're like, you want to go again?
Yeah.
And you're already taking a nap. Like, you're already asked out.
Ooh, that could be tricky.
That's what I meant. Not like, okay, I'm tired. I'm tapping out. Now I'm watching. Now it's like, we're done with what we did. We are now, like, going to bed. And now, like, your partner wants to, like, fuck around a tiny bit more because they're not done.
So that person that we brought, he's sleeping over wherever we're at. He or she. They're staying the night. That's interesting.
I've been in that position before. And,
oh, shit.
As somebody who has been in that position, I mean, that was definitely a fight in my household when I did that.
Because I get it. Like, I literally get both sides, too. Like, I literally get both sides. That's, like, it's pretty much what are your beliefs in that situation. Because one person could be like, I mean, we brought the partner here with us, so if I slept and you went around two and I was asleep, do what you got to do. Other person would be like, why didn't you wake me up? Or blah, like, why are you doing that sneaky shit? Because some people think that's sneaky.
Yeah.
But it's not really being sneaky because you already brought the person already. You already watched them fuck your girl. Or she fuck your girl already. So at that point, it's like, if I fall asleep and they wake up and they don't wake me, they went around two, it's like, I already saw them fucking, so what's the difference if they fuck again? Because no matter what, we still brought that person in with us. I think I would be okay.
But I'm going to be a spoiled ass brat.
But I could, you'd be spoiled if it happened to you?
Bitch, the fuck up. Go home.
Threesomes are so tricky, man.
They are.
Like, I love threesomes, but like you really got to know, like, it can be such a pain and a headache if it's not with a person who's not super open and sets boundaries immediately. Like, but threesomes are so fun, man. I love threesomes.
What boundaries have to be set?
About stuff like that. Like, if I'm
about,
like,
catching feelings,
can you just like have sex with them if I'm not having sex with them, or are you even able to penetrate? Like, do you just want, like, there's a lot of, I've been in,
that's honestly really true, because sometimes it's not like you have to penetrate the other person that's there. Sometimes they could just be there for like foreplay and to please the both of y'all simultaneously without doing anything besides just sitting there.
Bro, I've been in threesomes where my girl didn't tell me that, like, she didn't want me to, like, actually have sex with the person, and she just wanted the person to, like
please
give
her
me head and, like, give each other head while, like, we, like, me and my girl had sex. And, like, I don't, like, there's, if you don't set boundaries from the start, like, it can get very difficult.
Tricky.
You know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Threesomes are fun, though. I love threesomes. I want to try. Like, one day, I want to be comfortable and, like, go to, like, a sex party and, like, have a orgy, have, like, a foursome or, like, a foursome.
I would want to do that, but then I would get paranoid because, like, I don't know these niggas.
Yeah, STDs is going to be the one thing that gets me fucked up.
That would get me fucked up. But I heard that you have to wear a condom there. Like, everyone has to
wear
a condom.
But, like, actually, I'm not going to hold you. I would not want to go to a sex party. I would rather just,
it might be nasty as fucking.
I would rather have a sex party in my house or something.
Yeah, like, if I can bring a sex orgy to my crib, I think I'd be cool with that. I think going to sex club might be a little nasty.
Y'all about to start a swingers club?
Hey.
I would love that.
The Soapbox Swingers.
The Soapbox Swingers.
Come to Hackensack, New Jersey.
That would be crazy. That would be crazy.
I could,
you guys could charge mad shit.
You don't understand. I will set, like, the vibes in here. I will set
You just have to put plastic on the couch.
Bro, you got to have that, like, the LED lights and shit.
Trust me. I know how to set.
A sex Dante, swing look at me. Right there.
Look at me in my eyes, Dante.
Look
at me
in
my eyes.
Your eyes when you say
look
this.
Look me in my eyes. Do you think I don't know how to set the vibes
in
here?
Wait, stand up and look at him in his eyes.
No, look. Don't stand up. That's disgusting. Because his meat is going to be. Come on. That's disgusting.
The lies ain't shit, bro.
No, Dante. I would set the vibes in here. Trust me.
Stand up and look at his eyes. I'm screaming.
I'm crying.
Yo, you're disgusting. You're fucking disgusting.
Yo, Carmon hates me.
I'm too high for this. You're disgusting.
I'm too high for this.
This nigga Dante's outfit already.
Karan dead hates me.
Trying to think about a segue out of this.
I don't know what's
this.
Going on right now.
We don't know either. Just a whole bunch of
talk
shit.
Talk about threesomes. You want to talk and significant others. You want to talk about work wives and husbands?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Y'all had topics?
Yeah. I'm screaming, Karan. He sent the topics.
He did send the topics. Yes, I looked at him for like 2 seconds.
yeah, work wives and work husbands. I actually had a debate with one of my friends about it. And we was trying to, I was trying to tell him, like, work wives or like work wives and work husband, right? It's like one of those things where like y'all are either like both in a relationship or y'all both single, but y'all just, you know,
mesh.
But it never leaves outside the work environment. Meaning like y'all don't try to hang out outside of work, none of that shit. Like whatever happens in the work, it stays there. Then once we leave, nothing else happens. Like y'all don't even communicate outside of work. Y'all don't hang out, none of that shit. If you guys see each other outside, you might say, hey, what's up? But none of that shit. But yeah. At work, it's like.
That's normal.
That's normal, right? And he was like, nah. Like, if that's my work wife, that could also be, like, a side chick, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like.
It could be. It could lead to that.
But nobody, but, like, it's a sticky thing to, like, to pull.
Nah.
Like, to pull that trigger.
I know my girl. Like, I even know, like, when my girl, like, had other jobs. And, like, she even had, like, dudes that, like.
Work husbands.
Was, like, technically, like, her quote-unquote work husbands. But yeah. It's just, like, her friends, honestly. Like, people she really fucks with. And
no. That. Exactly, they're always friends, but it's always that potential that this could be something.
Nah.
That's the whole point of work wife, work husband.
Some people do get married out the relationship of sick of the job.
Like yes, they're friends. They're friends, but it's like one of those things, like, because y'all would do a little flirty and stuff like that, but like it would never go above and beyond, you know what I'm saying? So.
A little flirty.
No?
Yeah, I guess it could be flirty. I mean, I guess my girl don't tell me when it's flirty, but like. But
you don't
like
have
my,
to
like,
know.
But, like, my girl would, like, talk about me, like, around her, him.
Yeah.
It's just people, like, because, like, I feel like I have, like, when I was in the workforce, I
yeah,
had
work-wise,
but I was never, like, super flirty, maybe, like,
it's not
a
about
tiny bit, but not.
It's not about that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a way to explain it.
Yeah.
Because y'all friends.
You got to be careful with that, because I don't.
Yes.
I'm super, when it comes to, like, a professional environment, I don't get, like, too flirty.
That's why it
doesn't. Especially, like, on the job. After hours is different.
Well, that's what I said. It doesn't go past the job. Like, outside of work, y'all don't communicate.
I mean,
I feel like certain people text throughout.
A little bit. Have you ever had a work wife before?
Okay.
No.
Well, work wife?
Not that they know of. But I definitely had a crush on one coworker, and I was like, wow, she could be a great potential work wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
But you just never had, like, a let's say a guy that you work with who was just super nice and did really nice things for you?
Not in the dance world. I don't have a dance boyfriend.
You know, spoke to you on, like, y'all had deep conversations.
I do that all the time.
But, like, at work, though.
I do that all the time, but, like, I've never had a work husband or a work wife.
Well, that's the thing.
Or not even, like, I don't think I've even had, like, a dance boyfriend, dance husband. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I've really had any of those.
Just nobody you just spoke to, like,
I'm so lonely. Was excited.
So you just don't fuck with people?
No, I think that she don't consider them work husbands.
At my job, I am so lonely. Yeah.
Solange be awesome shit.
No, I think Solange just doesn't consider them work husbands.
Because no, I really
even
don't
though
she just don't fuck with people.
No,
exactly.
It's not that.
No,
it's
I
not
really
that.
Don't.
No, that's what it
no,
is.
No, because I'm really trying to think of some place that like I've had.
But you
a
downplay
with.
A lot of your relationships.
Bro, she didn't
though.
Even think we were friends.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
What
you like
mean?
You downplay a lot of your relationships.
You
that's
do.
Fair.
And like people might think of you. We had that conversation before. People might think of you as one way. You're just like, yeah, we cool. We not fly like that, but we cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you
so,
probably had mad dudes.
So she probably
that
did have like work
wife.
Husbands like that actually like took care of her, make sure she's straight, got her food.
No, I'm really not. I really don't. No, not a Storm King.
What's me? About in your whole life? Your whole
no,
work
I'm,
life.
That's what I'm trying to think about because Storm King was my longest
all
job.
All your dance gigs and shit like that.
Dance gigs wise, okay, then maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe. I actually just, if you were to consider that, I just saw my ex work dance.
Ex work.
Husband, like I don't know how
yo,
the fuck this shit works.
Ex work.
Ex-dancer, I don't fucking know, but I just saw a good friend of mine from a gig that I did in 2017 or 18. I think it was 2017. It was 2017. Dance gig that I did in 2017. I didn't even get close with him until after the gig, and then after that we started labbing and training together a bit more. He was the one who introduced me into the flex world and taught me how to flex.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably consider him the closest to being like. Work, dance, husband.
Right. Yeah.
That would be the closest thing. That's had a girlfriend and everything too. I told you about that story, how I came late at night to his household to learn how to dance, and she was like, "I thought we were going for a threesome." I was like, "Oh, this is awkward."
Oh yeah, see, that was definitely a work husband.
Yeah,
that's definitely a work husband.
Yeah, but it's just weird. Like,
it don't have to be flirtatious. None of
that.
The
gig was literally like for like a whole summer, and I only talked to him the very last day. Like, that's why I find it funny, because after that, the job was basically done. We haven't got booked for something else together since that job.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, I don't, like, I didn't consider it, because in the creative dance world, artistry world, like, yeah, we're dancers. We're all going to see each other. We're all going to mingle and see each other eventually throughout the gigs. But it doesn't mean that necessarily I will come back to, like, seeing you. Like, it's weird. Right.
No, that's true.
It's weird, because that's why I didn't consider it. Like, when I think about job, I'm thinking about things that I put or fucking did my taxes for and had to like do a shit ton of paperwork. Like, that's what I'd be thinking about when I think of jobs. So like when I worked at the bakery, I didn't really have one. I have good ass friends. Like, I have a lot of good work friends that I still keep in contact with.
I get it. So what I'm hearing is that she don't really look at them as that, but on the other side, they could look at you as their work wife.
Potentially, yes. But my old jobs, I really didn't have normal like
in
that.
In your point of view.
No, I genuinely really didn't. Like, I worked at Neely's Barbecue. I don't fuck with none of the people there. I worked at a bakery. I fucked with a couple of people there, but it was mainly maybe Marquise. Marquise could have been a work husband. Damn.
That's what I'm saying.
But we didn't even talk like that. Like,
you
we
don't
even
have
text.
To talk like that. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to text.
You do
we
have
even
to.
Text.
No, you
like,
don't.
There was
no,
no,
no
like
wait,
there
no,
was
no.
flirting going on. Don't get me wrong, but like it was like.
Only at
puffy shit, and it wasn't
yes.
even crazy. It'll
exactly.
literally be like a 10 minute, what is it, interaction with the person on a, like an 8 hour shift, and that's it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it. I feel like your work wife husband is that person that you'd be talking mad
yeah,
shit to.
Yeah, that's what I
like.
Say.
When I think of
well,
work husband
too.
Or work wife, like that is the person that like I'd be talking to OD. Like, I let my guard down. I get mad comfortable with that person. Like, they're the homie.
Right.
Like, that's what I consider, like, my work wife slash work husband. Like, the point where I'm able to, like, let my walls down and be extremely comfortable with you. Like,
right.
yeah, you could flirt around with a couple of people at work, but you won't get that title of work husband or work wife until I fully
until
get
you.
To. Yes.
So, in the opposite, have anybody drop their gun and just show you the real self
No
to
one
you?
Has told, no.
I mean,
friend
no
wise,
one.
Friend-wise, yes. Work husband-wise, no. But friend-wise, yes. Like, female-wise. Female friend-wise, yes. And the frame of female friends that I have, they're not gay. So, like, it's not going
to
be a work wife type shit.
They should be a work wife.
No. They were just my friend.
In your point of view, that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. Like,
you
I'm
might
saying
think
they're not gay, so they wouldn't consider me the work wife. That's just my work friend.
Okay. Okay. What I'm saying is that you don't have to be gay to still have a work wife.
You don't, but they weren't thinking about it like that. So, they're not thinking of it like that.
Okay.
You don't sound satisfied with my answer. The
no,
same
I
way
understand.
That Kamon's not satisfied with your answer.
No, I understand it. I understand it.
All I can see
it.
Is Dante's shirt shining in my face.
I'm screaming.
I can't even see his face. All I see is his shirt. All I see is colors
my
when I look this
shining,
way.
Shining, man.
Shining.
That shit's shining. Shining. But okay.
No, I understand. Solange just don't fuck with people.
I don't.
She don't. She don't really value her. She value her relationship. She just does. She downplays a lot of them.
I value, yeah, because I don't, I'd be like, yeah, it's whatever. They'd be like, damn, what's that you meant to win?
Yeah, so she downplays like, oh, a lot shit. Of relationships.
That's awkward.
But I think it's kind of rare. Like, I feel like in order to have that, especially if it's like the opposite sex, like, when I think of work husband and work wives, like, I just think of, like, y'all just are super friendly. Y'all always talk, but
yeah,
it doesn't have
homie.
To. I don't think it necessarily has to be flirtatious.
It doesn't.
Like,
it doesn't. Because
I feel like anytime I was in the workforce, I was like a serial work husband. Like, but I would never try to be on no creepy
nigga
shit.
Said
but
cereal.
I feel like if there's just like a woman who's like cool and like I would try to talk to them just like in a friendly way and just like, I don't know. I feel like it's cool. I like having relationships like that. But I would never like try to talk shit to them. But I would just, you know, make sure they're good. Like, make sure like they know they could come to me like anything work related or anything else related, like, you know, it's not on no weird shit, and you know, I don't know, just try to get them to be comfortable and like know that they can come to me.
Are you laughing at me?
I am. I heard you, Corona.
You laughing? Oh, okay.
I heard
whatever.
You, Corona. No, I heard you. I heard your comments. I heard you talk. So why don't you do some gross shit?
Okay. I wasn't even that gross.
You just did something weird as fuck on camera. Everybody saw you on camera.
I know. I was thinking that too. I was like, that's awkward.
But it doesn't have to be flirtatious. You're right. But
Dante's definitely had work wives.
Oh, of course I have.
He has one right now.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
That's a good case of her thinking that I'm her work husband. I don't really think she's my work wife.
Dante's capping.
I'm not capping.
Well, you even agreed to it. You were like, at this point, yeah, that's my work wife. Because you don't even say her name no more. You're like, work wife. I'm like, okay.
Well, her name is hard to say. That's number one. But
that just sounded racist.
How's that racist?
Because you can't pronounce her name.
I can't pronounce nothing. I can't pronounce words in general, Solange. What are you talking about?
Why you just sound illiterate?
I am. Thank
why
you.
Got a, so, why you got a podcast?
But yeah, so.
I'm sorry. Yo,
what are we talking about? Yes, I have. You just talking shit. I've had work wives. Yes, Karan.
I know you
still
have.
Does.
I know a few at guests that you had.
Shout out to guests, man. Shout out to guests.
Shout out to guests, man. Y'all had some joints up there.
We did have some joints and guests.
I had some joints up there.
That was a great ass fucking job I had. Great fucking job.
Dante was trying to get all the work wives at guests.
Bro, that shit was a mess, man. That shit was a mess. Lord shout out to one of them though. She's doing big things.
Is she?
Yeah, she's going viral now on IG and shit. She a little IG model and shit. Shout out to her.
Oh, shout out to her. Maybe you should try to have her on the soapbox. Reach out.
She reached out. She listens to us. She wanted to come on.
All shout out to
her. Why y'all want
to
pander her?
No, Karan wants to pander her.
Fuck it. Tell her to come through to the soapbox.
Yes. Karan, what's going on with Twitter, man?
I'm not on Twitter. I hear some things.
Why are you lying?
I mean, I kind of know a little bit what's going on, but I'm really not
your
on
man,
Twitter.
Your man Elon Musk is trying to take Twitter from us, man.
That's what I hear.
Isn't he also running for president?
Elon Musk?
My dumb.
Donald Trump just announced the 2024 run.
Okay. I know that one, though.
I don't think Elon is.
I don't think Eli's running.
Not that I know. We could be wrong. But he
I might have just gotten false information. It's okay.
He bought Twitter. He bought Twitter a couple months ago, and then
for $41 billion.
$41 billion, and he realized the company has mad debt. Oh, is in a shit stand, so he doesn't want it anymore, and they won't let him renege on it. So now he's like, I bet. So I'm just gonna fuck it up. So he's trying to create a Twitter 2.0. It's gonna be very like hardcore. And a lot of the workers are not fucking with it. So they've been leaving.
Well, no. Well, first of all, he fired a lot of the engineers.
Yes, he fired people
and
the
tech programmers and the app programmers. They said he fired, did he say like 1,000
people? Yeah, 1,000
people. Or 1 to 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's a lot of people who just disagree with what he's doing as far as like he wants to give Twitter, he says that he wants to have free speech on Twitter. So, like,
Twitter wasn't already free speech?
It was, but it is still. But
and, there is still guidelines.
Certain things you can't. Like, you can't say hate speech.
Yeah, there was a lot of things where you can get flagged for and they ban your account for doing.
Racism, all that stuff.
Pretty, because they were saying, like, even the N-word with the ER, like, that was up, like, 1,000% because now, damn. Like, you can't really get banned for calling somebody that and also I hear a thing where he's trying to ban pornography now too. That's like the latest thing, and a lot of people were like up at uproars about, because there's a lot of like
Twitter porn, man.
There's a lot of Twitter porn. Yo, trust
I was
me,
just
I'm
about
not,
to ask
Dante knows about that Twitter porn.
You can't ban
trust
Twitter
me.
Porn, man.
I be Dante low key. Anytime I do scroll my timeline, I do see like by Sunny Tay.
No, you can't ban Twitter porn,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying? Dante going. He don't know what he gonna do. Dante, stop acting like you don't be up on there.
I have never denied it. I have never denied Twitter porn, man.
How often do you watch booty videos on Twitter?
You know, the thing is, like, I don't even be searching for it. It should just be on my timeline. Yeah.
Right? Oh.
So, So, it be come on my screen. It be come on my screen. That's how crazy. It shows up on my Twitter feed.
It does. It always finds a way to likes.
Up. It shows up on my Twitter feed.
It just
always
finds a way to.
It do. I follow mad people. I'm not the only person that be liking booty pictures, and I can see that likes.
What counts you be following, Dante? For it to be showing up on your timeline.
No, no, but I'm saying
the
that.
The problem is Dante likes all of them, so it shows up on my timeline as well.
Yes, exactly. So how Karan says, so if you follow someone and they like something, sometimes you can see it on the timeline.
Like, liked by
so let's say Karan likes a booty picture. I'll sometimes see it on my timeline that he liked this video. You might like it. Or let's say some other girl that I might follow likes a booty picture. It will show on my timeline. That's how Twitter works.
Yeah.
So like if you like something, sometimes it may show on other people's timeline.
No, it's not sometimes.
That's kind of like Facebook.
Yeah, it's
Facebook will have a notification for saying that a friend of yours liked something.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That shit's mad annoying.
I mean, it's if you interacted with this person a few times, like, of course, they're going to be part of your algorithm. So, like, Dante and I have tweeted and liked each other's shit. So, like, a lot of the times,
don't you have to follow people in order to see certain things? I'm fucking around. I'm sorry, I got over the conversation.
You know that? Oh. Because, yeah, if somebody doesn't follow me, they wouldn't see that. Or follow Dante, they won't see what he's liking. But since I follow Dante and he's actually, like, we interacted with each other on there, like, his stuff is going to show up on my timeline. So anytime Dante likes shit, I'll see it.
Yes, and vice versa. So that's how Twitter works. Yeah. But, yeah, man. Elon Musk, get your shit together, man.
I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see. Because a lot of people, there was an interview with the top pro the programmer there, and they were saying he would give it a week because he was saying he's firing like a lot of the main people who keep the program together, and there was actually reports of outages in other countries and shit because they're having a lot of problems now, like tech problems and glitches and stuff, because a lot of the tech people are leaving and getting fired. So Elon Musk is like trying to hire new people and just trying to restructure the whole company.
Okay.
Good for him. Let me stop.
Did you hear about that one, the insulin drug that, because a new Twitter feature that just came out was the blue checks. Now you have to,
you can pay for it,
You can pay, but the thing is you can pay $8. It's only $8 a month, and you can pay that $8 and get any account verified. So there was a lot of people who was literally just paying that and like taking big ass companies and like tweeting wild shit, and it made it look like they were verified. So there was a an insulin company that said, we are now giving away free insulin to everybody, and the stock went down like OD and shit. So it's like a lot of stuff going on around that Twitter shit.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's nuts. That's crazy.
It's been funny, though, because a lot of people's literally just been taking big companies and just been tweeting wild shit. Yeah. And, like, it'll have a verified check, so it looks like the company's tweeting it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
you got to love Twitter, man. Nah. People Twitter always going to fuck shit up on some Twitter.
Yeah.
Fucking love Twitter. The chaos on there is the best.
I have to keep my Twitter to, like, 10 minutes a day, 10, 15 minutes
a
day.
Oh, yeah. I can get lost in it. There's so much toxic stuff and so much drama on there. It'd be crazy.
I just go on a trending, see if
anything's
trending.
Hell
fucking
yeah,
I'm done.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Shout out to Twitter. But hopefully it doesn't get destroyed because that's my favorite app.
All the social medias are getting fucked up. Instagram is like not the same. It's a little annoying.
Yeah.
Instagram has been like that, though.
It used to be okay. Now it just got bad.
Yeah. Still use it, though.
Facts. That's a whole fact. Solange, I'm about to ask you one of the questions that I couldn't ask you during Would You Rather things.
Shoot.
So as a woman,
I identify as that nigga.
As that nigga. If you had a preference, would you rather have your nigga call you all the time or text you all the time? Personally, for women. Like, that would
be
the
only conversation. Nah, that sucks because it really depends on the situation. That really depends on the situation because you know me. Like, I personally, like, I love a phone call conversation. Like, I love being on the phone. Like, I love talking, but certain times I'm just like, yo, nigga, text me. Like, I can't talk right now. I'm like, certain situations I can't be hearing shit, like, you know. So it's like, it's easier to just like communicate through text sometimes. And you also know I'm a shit texter, so it's like, that's why I don't mind phone calls.
So what's the answer?
That's hard, because what if I'm driving? Well, what if I need to like be doing some shit and then like I can't listen to what you're saying, so I'm gonna need you to text me. Like, that's gonna be the only thing that's gonna annoy me.
You gotta pick one.
I would probably do phone calls.
Why?
It's easier to communicate in a phone call. Straight to the point. We get our shit done. Everything is said. The one downfall I would definitely say, I'm definitely loopholing and coming back to it. I love my receipts, so I would love, like, a text message because I would like to look back and listen. Like, if we're having an important conversation and I need to remember shit, like, I would like the text message because I know my ass is going to forget. But I would rather prefer a phone call or straight to the point.
What's so funny, Karan?
I just went on Twitter for a quick second, and my Twitter timeline is disgusting. I can't even, like, look at my timeline in public. It's nasty.
Some horny motherfuckers on Twitter.
It's nasty. My timeline is just straight, just OnlyFans.
Y'all be following some nasty people. Oh, this is what I heard.
No, you be noticing how nasty people are nasty on Twitter.
No, y'all be following some nasty people. That's what I heard. I'm telling you, Solange.
If you had a Twitter and
I had a Tumblr. Stuff,
you could see what you like on Twitter. So everybody would see you liking freaky shit.
I mean, that's Facebook, too, when Facebook used to do that soft porn for a minute.
Exactly. So it could be someone you never know. Then you see them liking somebody getting their butt grabbed on Twitter. Like, you be seeing a lot of...
No, it ain't nothing soft on Twitter.
It's nothing soft. So you be seeing motherfuckers.
It's like Tumblr. It's like Tumblr porn.
It's like the old Tumblr, yeah.
I miss Tumblr porn.
No, that's what, like, Twitter is like now.
Twitter is hard.
Damn.
It's kind of fire, man.
I miss Tumblr.
I just can't, like, look at it in public now.
Speaking of that, there was a video going around on Twitter of this couple having sex in the fucking bowling alley, bro.
I saw that. Didn't they get arrested?
I hope.
No, there was another video showing that actually the police officers going to their door and arresting them for public, like,
nudity.
Like, nudity and mad charges.
Human indecency.
Shit. Yeah, and also because there were kids around. Like, there was, like, mad charges. It was, like, really serious.
You know what would be dope, actually, to have sex at?
She got, like, a predator charge, like a child predator.
Damn, I can't make my joke.
It's a lot of shit.
What were you going to say? Chuck E. Cheese or some shit? Like a ball pit?
No, I was going to say that. Wait, she got predator charges?
Yes, bro. Because she recorded that shit. They were doing it in a bowling alley when there's, like, kids around and...
Like, wait, only she got predator charges, not the nigga?
They both did. Okay. Like, they were both retarded. Like, damn. They were both recording it.
Right.
And they went viral again.
Oh, she recorded, like, it, too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They were recording it, like, on purpose. It was actually for their OnlyFans. That's why they were recording it.
Mm. See? That would get you. But what I was going to say that I've always wanted to have sex on, like, the pyramids. I think that would be fucking dope.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I know.
The Egyptian.
We're getting weird. We're getting weird. Either that or, like, Mount Everest, like, on the top of a mountain, seeing that view and shit. I think that'd be a dope spot to have sex at.
I feel like we would fall.
Well, first of all, our clumsy ass
would fucking fall.
We'll definitely fall. And second of all, we'll be short of breath because there's not enough air.
I was about to say the airflow. We will be fucked.
We'll be fucked.
And if you do that at the pyramids, they're definitely killing you out there. Like, I promise you, they're killing you.
Word?
Yes.
I mean, I know
women
this,
can't even, like, show their skin out there. Like,
Egypt's not that bad.
I was just telling you my fantasy, what I wish I could do. I know I can't do it, but it'll be dope to have sex on a pyramid.
One day we'll make your dreams come true. It's okay.
Yeah, man. You know, it could be a little baby pyramid.
We go to Las Vegas. No big deal.
You know what I'm saying?
Nasty, man.
How are we nasty, Karan? We adventurous.
Karan, you need to be more adventurous.
You gotta be more adventurous.
You need
Karan.
To be more open.
Come on, Karan.
I promise you, I've been there.
You ever had sex outside in the woods, Karan?
You ever had sex in the pyramids? Let me stop.
Yes, multiple times.
You ever had, like, a gnat, like, fly around your dick and shit?
One time. Ever had to smack a mosquito while fucking?
Yeah.
This sounds horrible. This sounds horrible. Horrible. But one time, I was having sex in a park, and the park had just closed. The park, it was closed, and it closed the gate. And while I was having sex, I stepped in shit.
Oh.
And then while I stepped in shit, I realized that they closed the park gate. And we were stuck there. And that girl, I was with, she was too scared to jump over the fence.
So what y'all do?
Like, I was tight. I was like, yo, it's not that bad. I kept jumping the fence and doing it over and over.
Just showing her,
I'm like, yo, I can help you. And she was too scared to jump over the fence.
How the fuck she get out?
We get it though. I ended up jumping the fence because I told her it wasn't that bad. But we like it took us like an hour, over an hour to do that.
That would get me
tired.
She
had that much anxiety. I would have left her.
Yeah, I'm about to say I would have left her, bro. Yeah,
go home. Find your way back home.
Nah, the fucked up thing.
What are your Uber? Like, look, the Uber's here waiting for you. Just let me jump up the fence.
It was a bad night. It was horrible. I had to sleep in the city that night.
Oof.
I had to sleep in fucking Times Square because I missed my last train.
I hate that.
Man.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
But those little mini moments of homelessness.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I know it's horrible. Yes, to answer your question, yes. In the woods, in the park, trampolines.
See, I've always wanted to have sex in the woods, but I feel like I'll get tight.
The trampoline sounds fun. How much were y'all bouncing?
Trampoline sounds mad fun, yeah.
Dude, that was pretty fun.
That sounds bouncing mad up fun. And down OD?
We wasn't bouncing. I mean, we wasn't bouncing. It was a little, you know, maybe a little bit.
She wasn't riding you, she was just like bouncing.
Yeah, not that double bounce pad.
Yeah, it wasn't like a
aggressive like ass
big bounce, you know, so little
screaming.
Should break your dick. That would hurt.
Oh, that's cool.
If that sounds like fun.
I bet it does.
I had sex in an abandoned school before.
That's creepy.
It was a little creepy. It was exciting though.
Your really little children laughing in your ear while you're fucking.
No, it was abandoned. Nobody was there.
Yeah, I know it was abandoned. Of course, nobody was there.
Besides the ghost.
You ever had sex in like the fitting room or anything?
I always daydream about things like that, and I'm like, do I really want to pursue that?
It's pretty fun.
Because certain times I'm like, I wouldn't mind fucking in a club, but the bathroom has to be the best,
cleanest
fucking
bathroom.
Because clubs bathroom
be nasty as fuck.
Like, not for nothing, Le Bain is the only bathroom that I genuinely want to fuck in. Such a nice ass bathroom.
I've had sex in the Max.
And they got a mirror
club.
Too. Oh, they got a mirror in the bathroom. You could be fucking in the bathroom while looking at yourself. Fire.
That is fire.
Le Bain is nice.
Huh?
Remember Max Fish?
They have a nice bathroom?
No.
But you fucked in it.
They closed down. Remember Max Fish?
I don't think I've been to Max Fish.
Yes, we have.
They had two floors.
Who's we?
We've
been to Max Fish.
I ain't never been
on
no Max
birthday.
Fish.
I took you for your birthday. I took you multiple times.
And Purple Dog, the first time that I ever came out for your birthday in the city.
Oh, I probably don't remember the couple.
You were fucked up.
Okay.
Oh,
continue.
Yeah. No.
Oh, you fucked in there, Carl?
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Shout out to Max Fish. Okay.
What's the most exciting place you've had sex at, Dante?
I'm boring.
The car?
Jamaica.
Jamaica. That could be one.
Bermuda.
But where? Like, would y'all?
Probably Bermuda.
Outside of Bermuda. We fucked on this balcony / courtyard.
Yeah.
Watching the sunset while getting pounded.
Yeah.
It was like a wow.
I'm uncomfortable.
Nah, it was a sunset too.
Pause. This nigga's.
It was the sunset too.
Sweat is bulging right now.
It was the sunset too. Why are you looking down there, nigga? What is wrong with you? What are you looking down there for?
I guess another awkward spot would be your couch. Let me stop.
No, you didn't. You're lying. I know you're lying. Yeah, that's funny. Nah, wait. You're lying. You're lying.
We ain't saying nothing, bro.
Nah, I know you're fucking with me.
Yeah, we are. But,
you're
look at him. He's doing the calculations of that.
He's going to sanitize this guy's really.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
But, what was I saying? The strangest place I had sex in. If it wasn't Bermuda.
No, most adventurous. Like
most adventurous?
Yeah, I'm talking like fun,
it might be Bermuda, but if not that, it was on the outside of a church.
You going to hell.
That might have been the strangest. I don't really...
You in a car or you was outside having sex?
Well, we was outside.
Where?
I ain't gonna put it out there.
Like y'all was like in kind of like in the courtyard of the church?
Yeah. Like in the cut kind of thing?
That's horrible.
It was horrible.
That's where I would draw the line.
I was being kind of spontaneous. I was like, you know what? Here we are. Let's see what happens. You know, everybody sinned once in their lives, you know? This is only like my 25th sin. It's okay. So, that might have been the strangest place that I had sex.
Actually, I lied. I was definitely trying to get handy from somebody at church when I was like, 14.
Now getting a hand job during the service is crazy.
That sounds amazing. That's hilarious.
Crazy,
y'all going
bro.
To hell.
The nigga preaching and shit. You getting a handy? Go. Are you fingering shorty? That's
like,
crazy.
Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Scott remake.
That's crazy, girl.
I remember one time I was have I like didn't have at this time I lived with my parents and didn't have anywhere to go. Mm. So I went to the movies and I looked for literally the most boring movie I could possibly find. And try to make it seem like, and try to just guess a movie nobody would be at. And I remember going there because I literally just wanted to have sex with some girl.
I've always wanted to do that. I think that's a, I think that is a sex bucket list thing that I want to do. I want to fuck in the movie theater.
But while I was having sex, like, the movie was maybe like midway. It was maybe like almost midway there. Like, somebody fucking walks in, looks at me, and gets scared and screams. And then I get scared and scream, and we just run out of the movie theaters, yo.
Why he coming in and scream for?
Huh?
Why did God come and scream for?
I guess we scared him. I guess we were the only ones at the theater, and we didn't think anybody would come. And somebody just walks in, nigga, looks at us, and I guess said, they didn't, no, I guess they didn't think anybody was there. And then, scary, man. They like screamed because we startled them, but we got so scared and we screamed, and I had to pull up my pants and run out the
You had to do the run.
It's just crazy, man.
Oh, no. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to her. Movie day would be fun. Movie day would be fun. I think that's probably it. Pool sex can get a little iffy.
I don't like that.
What about on the plane?
No, I don't like their bathrooms either.
Yeah, they'll be too
unless
small.
Unless it's first class.
If it's first class, it might be different. But
when they got those beds in first class,
yeah, that's different.
We can't pop in next door.
Next door.
Because, you know, plane privacy.
Oh, yeah, you got the thing, yeah. I'll probably do that.
I'm sick. I definitely got hit on a plane before.
That'd be fire.
That shit was sick.
I wouldn't mind it.
That would be fire.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
I thought I was about to go to jail.
Why? You got caught?
Public nudity.
No, I just thought of... I thought I was about to get caught.
You gotta be slick with that. See, that's a problem. And I've realized that, I mean, this is crazy. I'm gonna put this out.
No,
put
it out there. What? Fuck it.
No, it's not. I was saying, like, quiet sex be trash sometimes. Quiet.
Sometimes. It's not bad all the time, but it's like you can't be your fullest self if you can't have potential of, like, doing so much. Because even clapping is like, OD, who the fuck is calling me? Oh, hi, Uncle Sean. I actually gotta hold, take this.
Womp.
Hi, Uncle Sean.
But yeah, I don't know what we were talking about.
Having sex in random places.
Oh, yeah.
Getting head on a plane. I'm still trying to think about the craziest place that I fucked.
I know it.
No, it's not the craziest
the
place,
back
though.
Back at a dance studio?
Nope. But that would be fire.
Auditorium?
No. I told you, that's not the craziest spot. I did fuck in the dance bathroom. But that wasn't crazy. But that was fun. That was spontaneous. I fucked in a library.
Damn, how you? That's messed up.
Fucked in a library.
While people was in there?
Yeah. Mm. It was finals week. It was like in the back during like the old rustic books.
I remember I had sex in the JCPenney fitting room. When
they have some big ass fitting rooms.
Yeah, and nobody's ever in there. That was ever. Like my spot no when I was in a JC teenager. Ever, bro. Go to the, it sounds horrible. Horrible.
It does sound, you're nasty. But I shouldn't be talking shit.
Go back to the kids/furniture department. Nobody's ever in that fitting room.
Ever, bro.
Galleria Mall. Downstairs.
Yo!
Nigga, Aaron, I all that. Yep. The people ideas and shit.
I ain't over there no more.
I want to say the freakiest place that I've tried to but wasn't successful because it was just a hassle would have to be those little... it was definitely on the school playground. Those like little tube thingies.
Sure.
Like the y'all are gonna hate me, but the Scotchtown playground.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that was a spot.
Wait, what tube thingies?
You know how they have like the little runarounds and you could like crawl inside the tubes, like the dog things where you like go inside and you crawl out the other end?
Like those slide thingies?
Yeah, but they're not necessarily a slide. So like think of a tube slide but like to the side. Like you could crawl in it.
Okay.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, I don't know how you have sex in that. It's too small.
It was so complicated.
I feel like it's small. Y'all both have to be short to be in there.
You know, some of us used to like them short niggas. Yeah.
No, she's being quiet because she's trying to pull it up. But
where would you want? Oh, you said Mount Everest.
Mount Everest, bro. That'd be fucking fire. The mall. The movies would be cool.
This thingy.
Oh, that's like a fake slide for fake.
No, it's not because it's laying
crawling
down.
Thing. How
yeah.
the fuck you try to do it in there?
Because we tried to lay down. You know, it was complicated. It was straight like this one.
That was not going to happen.
You know what? It was worth a shot. It was worth a shot.
Why you want to? That's weird. Why you want to do that of all places in the playground?
We were young and dumb and free.
Have you ever got caught having sex? Like,
yeah. We're not talking about
can
it.
Can we please hear that story?
You know what's funny? We never found out the truth of that story.
That's great to hear. And this concludes episode 167 of the Soapbox Podcast. I'd like to thank my co-host, Karan and Dante for
who walked in on you?
Potting with us. You could listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. Is there anything that you guys would like to shout out? Papa Buan walked in on
you? Oh, man. That's crazy.
Was it Papa Buan?
Nigga, what are you talking about?
I'm trying to think who walked in on you. Who caught you?
Stupid?
Yes, he doesn't know the story. Like, he does not know the story. God. He does not know what happened.
Because we definitely clowned him for like a week.
And this,
wait, I'm talking about somebody who walked in.